This is Tom Urbaniak of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society. Welcome to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast. You might have seen some news coverage of the Polish presidential election. The first round took place this past Sunday, and so here's a little primer on the Polish system of government. Poland has both a president and a prime minister. The prime minister is dependent on the confidence of parliament, but the president is directly elected. The president must sign all bills, and the president sometimes vetoes bills. The president has direct authority in some areas, like foreign affairs, including naming ambassadors. In Polish presidential elections, many parties field candidates, and then if no one gets more than 50% of the vote in the first round, the top two candidates square off in the second round. This year, the second round will be held on June the 1st. Elections are always held on Sundays in Poland. The term of office for president is 5 years, and once a Polish president is elected, that person claims to no longer be part of a party, although old alliances tend to remain. Thank you to Bob Lewandowski, this week's sponsor of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society. Listen to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast weekdays at 3:50 and 7:50 p.m. or anytime at coastalradio.ca.